gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We've got an outstanding hour lined up for you. We're going to be talking about a gamut of interesting items a little later on in this hour. Ian Kelleher, he's the president of the RM Auction Company, will be previewing the upcoming three nights of auctions in Monterey, California. Up until this year, they've only done two. This year, they've expanded for three nights, doing a special collection on Thursday night, the big one Friday night, and the big one on Saturday night. I know they usually film it for television as well, HD television, and among other contributors to the TV show is Ken Gross, our good friend, automotive journalist Ken Gross, as well as another good friend, McKeel Haggerty from Haggerty Insurance. So we can look forward to that. If you're not going to be there in person, you'll be able to see it on the TV. We're also going to be joined by one of the extreme drivers who participated in the X Games from Ford, and he's scheduled to be joining us momentarily here on the broadcast. Normally at this time, Jeff Bressler would bring us the motorsports report, but Jeff is busy doing TV. That's right. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He did some spokesperson work last week, and now this week, he is doing TV for Verizon, doing some auto racing at Riverhead Raceway in Long Island, New York. And Jeff normally does just the announcing part, but now he is doing TV. So congratulations to Jeff on that one, and hopefully we'll get him back on here doing the motorsports reports really soon. We had a trivia winner in the first hour of the broadcast, so why not have a trivia winner in the second hour of the contest? So we'll throw out a trivia question right now. And the trivia question is, going back here to not that long ago, let's say in the last 15 years or so, I am looking for the most powerful. All right, this one's going to be kind of tricky. Why don't we change it? We're going to change our mind here. This is considered by many, because the other one was going to be way too hard. So this is considered by many to be the first supercar from a European brand. And I'm going to give you a hint. It wasn't the Porsche 959, because many people, in my opinion, would put that one first. But this, indeed, is considered the first supercar from a major sports car maker. Who have made supercars in the past? Of course, Ferrari's made a bunch. Jaguar made one. Porsche has made a number. Bugatti, of course, has made some. This is considered the first. And it's celebrating a big anniversary year this year. It's 25 years since the introduction of this particular limited edition car. Okay, you need more information? It was a Ferrari. This is the first supercar Ferrari from the 1980s. What was the name of the first supercar Ferrari from the 1980s? Give us a call right now on our toll-free line from anywhere, and I mean anywhere across North America. It's toll-free, so feel free, as my friend Mort White on this very same network likes to say, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, our first guest in this hour of the program is a driver from the X Games from the Ford Motor Company. Can't wait to hear all about the X Games. Can't wait to hear about the vehicle that he drove in the X Games. Let's all say hello to Tanner Faust. Tanner, welcome to the program. How you doing? Looks like Tanner may not be joining us yet. Still working on it. Okay, no problem. We'll talk a little bit here more about some of the new vehicles around the bend here, since Motor Trend's September issue is all about new vehicles for model year 2010-2011. and a number of very important vehicles being introduced by a slew of manufacturers. Lots of people have emailed me about the Corvette. Corvette seems to be a perennial email question here. And, for example, this gentleman here, John, in suburban Detroit, Michigan, wanted to know any major changes scheduled for the Corvette for model year 2010. Well, good question, John, and thank you for the email. And the question is, there's a new model for the Corvette, a new variant of the Corvette being offered in limited production form. It is called the Grand Sport. You may remember that this term has been used in the past in Corvette history. Back in the 1990s, 96 to be exact, there was a Grand Sport Corvette. And then, of course, back in the 1960s, there was a very famous, very limited number of Grand Sport Corvettes made. But for 2010, they've dusted off that old moniker. And what they've done is they've taken some bits and pieces from the Z06 Corvette, including the brakes, huge, massive Brembo brakes. And they've also taken some of the suspension pieces, and they've created this new vehicle, which is offered with either a manual transmission or the new automatic six-speed, which has the paddle shifters as well. The Grand Sport Corvette returns for model year 2010 from Chevrolet. Another question, another perennial question gatherer here on the broadcast is about the Mustang. Any significant changes for 2010? And the answer is no. No significant changes. As the Mustang was unveiled at last year's LA Auto Show as a 2010 model, so it's kind of a carryover. 2011 is rumored to be a big year for the Mustang, that they're going to introduce a new engine. The so-called Camber engine is going to come on board for the model year 2011. It's going to be a modular engine, but it's not going to be 4.6 liters. It's going to be 5 liters. And I think that's going to be like the last hurrah for this generation of the Mustang, as the new, all-new Mustang is scheduled to debut, at least as of now, for model year 2014. However, that is subject for adjustment, as the car companies tend to do that in these economic times. I know the replacement for the Corvette was also scheduled for earlier than 2014, the seventh generation Corvette, but it won't arrive until at least 2014, probably further down the road from that, the C7 Corvette or the seventh generation Corvette. Trivia wise, we've got the question out there, and so far, a couple of emails, the calls are quiet, so why don't you get online with us right now? We'd like to hear from people in Boston listening on AM 1060, the business station, WBIX, with 40,000 watts of power, covering all of Massachusetts, a good chunk anyway, and into Rhode Island, into Connecticut, into New Hampshire, into Maine. Where are all you folks listening to WBIX? And why don't you give us a call right now at our toll-free line, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The question is, the first Ferrari supercar celebrating 25 years. Matter of fact, at the upcoming Concorso Italiano in Monterey, California, this coming Friday, they're going to have a world record number of these particular model Ferraris on display, because it's 25 years old, so a big anniversary. But what was the model? What was the model of the Ferrari that's considered by most auto experts as being the first supercar, the car that kind of launched the supercar race between Ferrari and Porsche and Jaguar and Bugatti? What was it? 800-259-9231.
What a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Hey, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Well, no.
Don't you know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do. But
don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol? Well,
don't you know anything? Ooh! When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then buy another, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive
it. The Circle of Life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 7th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $963.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for at $991.13, $495.57 for a half ounce, and $247.78 for the quarter ounce. That's $991.13, $495.57, or $247.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to Auto World on GCN, as well as the Cable Radio Network Channel 2 at this time. And hello to everybody listening on NRN as well. Thank you very much for dialing us up. We've got Ian Kelleher from the RM Auction Company, who is going to be telling us all about the upcoming Monterey auctions, which are going to be happening this upcoming Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night in Monterey, California. We get the trivia question out there. Still waiting your telephone calls and emails. Don't forget, you can email me anytime, bob@autoworldradio.com. The question is, this Ferrari, this Italian supercar, was considered by many today. It is considered today to be the first of the supercars. And, of course, we have seen many supercars over the last couple of decades, but this was the first one, celebrating a big 25th anniversary this year. What was that first Ferrari supercar? Right now, it's my pleasure to go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth our special guest. He is a driver in the X Games for the Ford Motor Company. It's my pleasure to welcome Tanner Faust to the airways of Auto World. Tanner, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for dialing into us. So, number one, tell us all about the cool vehicle you were driving.
I was driving a Ford Fiesta. It's a car that gets released in the U.S. in March next year. But the car that I was driving was a rallycross version, and it was an all-wheel drive, 800-horsepower, 2-liter turbocharged Ford Fiesta. That was just a wicked little monster. And for X Games, they detune them a little bit, so we had about 425 horsepower and 700 foot-pounds of torque. But it was a ton of fun.
That is amazing output for such a small displacement engine, 2 liters, and being able to turn out that kind of power. It must run on some super boost. Wow.
Yeah, it's a company called Oldsberg. Is a Swedish company up there, Motorsports Evolution, that campaigns these rallycross cars, and they run 3.4 bar normally, which is about 51 pounds of boost.
Oh, wow.
And it is an awesome experience to drive that car, actually. It's just a wild, crazy thing. And Rockstar has been a supporter of mine through a host of cars. I've been lucky enough in rally racing to drive everything from a Hyundai to an Evo 10 and a couple different types of Subarus, but this was certainly the twitchiest, angriest little car I've ever driven.
Oh, that's a great description. So tell us a little bit about the X Games and the rally competition for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with it. Kind of give us a background.
Well, X Games, as you may know, is known for taking sports that are sometimes even in the shadows in the U.S. and putting the spotlight on them and showing them in a very cool way. And rally racing exists in the U.S. a little bit in the shadows through a company called Rally America. And there are 9 events around the country, and it's not a televised series, unfortunately. But, typical rally racing, there's a co-driver, and the co-driver is feeding notes to the driver as they're ripping around through the forest. And in the X Games, you don't have a co-driver. You actually have the track pretty memorized, and you're going head-to-head with another car. And there's a 70-plus-foot gap jump. So it's a little bit different than rally racing out in the forest, but it's still the same cars. It's still a lot of aspects of rally racing exposed to new people.
Wow, it sounds very intense. I mean, what's it like for you as a driver?
As a driver, the rally racing is one of the most fun things I get to do. I mean, you get 3 days of seat time. And you are driving 100-plus miles an hour through a road that you've never seen before. And the co-driver's notes have an exact description of every single corner, every bump, and everything that you're doing. And so you can really drive 100%, even though you have no clue what's over the next rise. And then in the X Games, of course, you have the course memorized, but there's a lot of weird skills. There's setting the car up for the tarmac section. There's setting the car up for the jump, which is basically the opposite setup. And there's making the car work on some of the slippery gravel. So it's a little bit of a setup challenge. And it's really dominated by 2 factory programs, the Ford factory program with the Fiesta and the Subaru factory program.
Wow. Tell us a little bit more about that jump. What's that like?
If you can imagine driving up to a steep slope, it's not like just a gentle rolling jump, but if you can imagine driving up to a really steep slope and grabbing third gear basically at the bottom of the jump, and all you can see is sky above it, and then hitting the ramp like a motocross bike, And you really don't see the landing, unlike maybe on a bike where you could spot your landing. In the car, the hood's in the way, and you're looking straight up. So it feels kind of like diving off the diving board, you know, for the first time when you're 6 years old off the high dive or something. The first time is really scary, but then, you know, the second, third time, it's pretty fun, and it's kind of a non-event.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you guys driving the Fiesta did extremely well in the X Games. You took the top two spots on the podium and three of the top four overall in the car's debut performance. So congratulations, Tanner. And you captured the bronze medal, so that must have been quite a thrill.
Yeah, we got two of the three medals there. Kenny Breck, who won the Indy 500 seven, 8 years ago, and he took the gold, and he beat me in the semifinals. We had a good battle, and he just doesn't make mistakes. I made a small mistake while in the lead a little bit, and he capitalized and won. And then actually second place went to Travis Pastrana, who had the gold last year in his Subaru WRX, and then now is lucky enough for Rockstar to get a third medal in 3 years, which I'm really happy about. And then Brian Deegan, as you alluded to there, was actually, he was driving another Ford, and so yeah, that rounded out our three Fords, all finishing there in the top four.
Wow, so what a great day for the Blue Oval there. And also recently, cool. I understand you did a climb of Pikes Peak. What was that like?
Well, I was actually in Pikes Peak just to test the Fords, because the Fords, the Fiestas ran, they tried to go break the record there, with Marcus Grunholm driving the one of the Fiestas, and Andreas Eriksson driving the other Fiesta. These are the two drivers from, you know, that drive the rallycross cars in Sweden. And Marcus Grunholm, of course, is a famous WRC rally driver. And they didn't break the record. I think they'll be back again next year. I went to test the Ford, spectate a little bit. But I have raced up the mountain five times, and I love Pike Peak Hill Climb, and I would love to do it again.
Definitely. Tanner, hang with us. We'll finish up on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away. And also straight ahead, Ian Kelleher from RM Auctions.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you could smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America, and we appreciate you so much being here. Trivia-wise, we have a couple of guesses here, but no correct answers. We're looking for the first supercar Ferrari. It was not the F40. Give us a call or fire up an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Ian Kelleher from RM Auctions is standing by. We're finishing up with Tanner Faust, who, along with his teammates, captured the top two spots on the podium at last week's X Games competition finale. So what's next for you, Tanner? What's the next event on the agenda?
Well, I've already actually had it. Right after the X Games, I went up to Seattle, where I'm at right now, actually, for a drift event. And I drift again, for Rockstar Energy Drink, but a Scion TC with a NASCAR engine in it. It's a crazy machine also.
Absolutely.
But, so we just wrapping that event up, and now I'm actually just heading to the airport, and the next event will be another drift event in Sonoma.
Oh, wonderful.
In just a couple weeks.
Excellent. Do you have a website that folks can monitor your activities?
I do, yeah, at TannerFaust.com, and also hoping to make it up to Monterey next week to see Ian Kelleher. I've worked with him. I've posted the ESPN broadcast of the RM auctions a couple times, so always look forward to those auctions. I don't think we're going to be doing the show, but I'll certainly be coming to see what kind of cool stuff they have going across the block.
Well, wonderful. Well, we look forward to seeing you there, and we thank you very much for your time here today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bob. Have a good week.
All right, you too. Thank you. Speaking of Ian Kelleher, he is the president of RM Auctions, and we're going to get the lowdown on the big upcoming 3 nights of excitement in Monterey. Ian, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm well, Bob. Thanks for having me. And so, hi to Tanner. Also, we're going to miss you this year, but hopefully we will get to see you when you're here. So always a pleasure.
Let's first congratulate you. This is the first time that RM has had 3 nights of auction excitement in Monterey, and a good reason has prompted this. Tell our listeners all about it.
Well, we've been honored with the ability to sell the Nick Alexander Woody collection, which is one of the foremost, probably best collection of flathead Ford Woodies in the world, 52 cars in total, and we'll be selling them on Thursday, August 13th at 7 p.m., and all 52 cars will be going at no reserve, selling to the highest bidder, and a lot of the proceeds will actually be benefiting a charity that he supports. So it's a wonderful occasion, and we figured it was the perfect spot to bring all the cars and offer them here in front of the world's foremost collectors.
That's so true, and I know my good friend Ken Gross is going to be providing some commentary on that. And Ken was telling me, you know, how collectible and how rare these vehicles are.
They are, and Ken is indeed going to be a big help. He will be working at the auction, and we'll counting on his expertise and knowledge, and obviously he's so well respected in the field, and he's been friends with Nick for many, many years, and it basically this collection is far and away one of the best there is, and Ken's known it, seen it, and in many ways helped Nick a little bit with it. But Nick is a real special guy, and this has been a labor of love for him, and certainly something that we're just really, really excited about.
Let's talk a little bit about the venue for the RM auction in Monterey. It's always chock full of excitement to the auction nights there. Kind of paint a little verbal picture for our listeners.
Well, as I said, as you mentioned, we are adding a third night. Normally we have Friday and Saturday evening. This year we'll be doing a total of 225 cars at auction. And it ranges roughly in total value from about $40 to $60 million in offering. And about 70% of the cars are offered without reserve. And basically, we start at 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday night. It's at the Portola Plaza Hotel, which is right down in Fisherman's Wharf in downtown Monterey. We've been here for many, many years, and wonderful venue for us, and very convenient for people to get to, and it's, it's the weekend is so busy that and you can't make it to all the events, so have people who telephone bid from a hotel about 2 miles away if they need to. So, there's over six auctions over the course of the weekend and about four Concours events, and it's almost impossible to do everything.
It truly is almost impossible. I mean, it seems to get bigger every year, and boy, just the size of your catalog for Monterey this year, I think, sets a new RM record. That is an amazing piece of work, and the photography in it, Ian, is exquisite.
Oh, thank you. We actually have a wonderful photographer on our staff that photographed, I believe, almost 80 cars in the Friday and Saturday collection, in addition to the 50 cars from the Alexander collection. So one gentleman by himself photographed approximately 120 cars or so.
Wow. Tell us about some of the highlighted cars going over the block on both Friday and Saturday night. There are so many to touch on. Let's talk about some of your personal favorites.
Well, Friday night tends to be a smaller offering in terms of the average dollar value, but it's it also has a fairly interesting group of cars in itself, anywhere from... We tend to have some classics on Friday, as well as some new cars. We're selling a group of Lamborghinis, two Gallardos, and two Murcielagos. We're selling anything from a town and country sedan. Friday's a sort of a mixed bag in a lot of ways, and always does quite well. We're even selling the Silver Cloud 3 from Superfly. So, it's got a good cross section. Saturday night is sort of the heavy hitter night, and it's always known to be that way. The biggest car on Saturday night is a fantastic C-type that has been in long-term ownership, and we've been friendly with the owner for many, many years, and we're selling the car on her behalf. It's one of the most important C-type Jaguars in existence. It's XKC007, which was the first C-type to race North America. That was driven by Phil Hill. And so it has wonderful sort of California Pebble Beach provenance also.
So true, and an exquisite vehicle to say the least. Is this vehicle, you think it's going to set a new record, or where do you think this is going to come in? What's your guesstimate?
Well, I do at auction. I know that there have been several private sales of C-types and D-types and XKSSs that have been very impressive privately. But at auction, I believe, you know, we're estimating the car to bring anywhere from $3 to $4 million.
And it's just quite a moment when I've been there at the RM auctions when some vehicles have gone for just huge amounts of money, $5 or $6 million, and it's so exciting, that moment in the room.
It is, and this year will be, you know, I think everyone sort of looking around and wants to see what's going to happen and how the economy's affected this area of the market. But in truth, you know, we feel like we did our job, which was to get very good cars that are priced, you know, basically on the money, so to speak, and they're market reflective of what they're worth today, not necessarily 6 years ago. And, you know, we bring cars to the auction with the intent of selling them. You know, owners go to great expense to bring them there. We go to the expense of the catalog, as you mentioned. And, you know, you want people to enjoy themselves, have a good time. And part of doing that is being able to sell cars. And you certainly want to really offer the best that you can at the most reflective market price for today.
Definitely. When we come back on the other side, we want to get an update on the online auction that RM has been conducting. And then we're going to continue to talk about the big Monterey Nights straight ahead Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. You're listening to Auto World on GCN. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, joined by Ian Kelleher, the president of RM Auction Company. We're talking all about the Sports and Classics of Monterey, the auctions that are going to be going on August 13th, 14th, and 15th in Monterey, California. And we've been talking about some of the special cars going over the block. And Ian, as you pointed out earlier, not only classics, but some relatively new cars. In addition to that Lamborghini, I noticed in the catalog you got a couple of Ferrari Enzos and a Bugatti Veyron as well.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and that's just a terrific car. I mean, they have such presence when you see them in person, and everything about them is just so dynamic. I mean, there are very few cars that are built these days that kind of just, you know, take your breath away when you see them. And every time I see them, they really do just, you know, it really impresses me.
Yeah, no question about it. And every year at Monterey, you guys seem to, of course, feature a lot of very unique and rare racing machines. And this year is no exception. Just taking a look at some of the featured cars here, you've got a 1931 V16 engine Miller racing car. Tell us a little bit, 1931, excuse me. Tell us a little bit about the history of this car.
Well, this Miller is really, truly a very special car. It comes from a very well-established collector who was extremely well-known in the Miller world. His name was Chuck Davis. And it's the only V16 engine Miller race car ever built. Miller's most dynamic abilities really was the creation of engine building and design, whether it was through the actual engineering or even just the overall aesthetics of it. They're one of the most impressive American cars in existence ever built, hands down. In many ways, for years, they've been undervalued. Last year we sold the one at a Joe's Garage auction that we did in Southern California for Joe McPherson, and it set a world record at close to $2 million. And it was really the first time that Miller's kind of, really kind of got recognized in the world of important American cars. And, you know, as a race car, you don't see too many American cars like that. This car, has, an impressive race history. It's been beautifully restored. It is correct in many ways. It is a two-seat, two-man car, too, so it gives quite a, dynamic use for both driver and passenger, obviously. It raced at Indianapolis in 1933 as well. I mean, it's really, it has all the elements to a terrific example that has survived. But basically, you know, most of these cars got changed so often and so many times. I mean, at one point, one of the Millers we sold several years ago, it actually had raced as many as 14 times in Indianapolis in itself. So just to have a car like this still available and around today in the condition that it is, fully restored, is just fantastic.
Nick, tell us about the 1955 Aston Martin DB3S. This is quite a racing machine.
It is, and as a follow-up to the C-Type Jaguar, there's probably no better car to be in the sale as a complement to that car in many ways. The DB3S is, you know, widely regarded as one of the most attractive, beautiful race cars ever built. It's hard to argue with that statement. It is just so gorgeous. It's so phenomenal. The lines are without question, you know, on par with the Testarossa in many ways. This car has a very good lineage, a long history. It has an impressive race history and a complete unbroken chain of ownership. It's valued at about $1.75 million. And, you know, as I said, it's been well known its entire life. And they're very, very formidable race cars. You can really have a lot of fun racing them today in historic events. And this car is certainly an excellent example that, you know, basically has been used as a race car for its entire life.
And speaking of race cars, for those Corvette fans, you have a 1968 Corvette L88 Coupe powered by the 454-inch cubic-inch V8 engine, and this is also a vehicle with a great lineage.
It is, and I actually, many, many years ago, I worked at another auction company. I had the pleasure of actually seeing the current owner buy the car at auction, and there was a great deal of excitement back then for the car. This car has had a truly impressive race history in an international sense. It's it basically is the it ran three times in the Tour de France, class-winning example, and it ran six consecutive times at Le Mans. It's the only car in history to run six consecutive years at Le Mans, and it was raced under the Scuderia Filippinetti race team. It remains in race prep condition. The current owner, who's a very California-based racing enthusiast, had actually set it up to re-enter it in some vintage events, and he has quite a stable of other race cars, so he got kind of sidetracked, but didn't get to take this one out as much as he had hoped. But he's owned the car for almost 10 years, and you know, the class wins at Le Mans. I mean, it's without question one of the most impressive racing Corvettes in the world, because it did more in the international world and international community than any other Corvette ever did.
Another very interesting vehicle, certainly kind of a teenage poster car. You've got some examples of Lamborghini Countaches. In particular, yep, there's a 76 blue Countach LP400, and boy, that design still, after all these years, looks as modern today as it did then.
Oh, and I love that car. I mean, it's they're known as the Periscopo. It actually has about, I think it has less than 7,300 miles on it. Single ownership for over 20 years. It's in perfect condition. You know, and these early Lamborghinis, I think, are really the prettiest without the rear wing as well. They have a really distinctive look to them. The interior on this particular car is a wild one. It's blue with white trim and white seat part, the white seat sides, and I mean it's an interesting one, but a fun one at that. And you know, these early Lamborghinis and the Periscopos have come up in value over the last several years quite extensively, actually.
And that, of course, has got the 375 horsepower V12 engine. And but boy, again, when you look at the amount of technology that was in a lot of the Lamborghinis, it's interesting to read the story of the rivalry between Ferrari and Lamborghini, and how the Lamborghini family there decided to kind of up the ante, basically, and really come to town with some quite innovative hardware, and kind of get his rival Ferrari stirred up a bit.
Well, and they still do today. I mean, it's continued, and especially in the 70s, as you said. I mean, you know, the Mira in some ways was a standalone car compared to many Ferraris that were built. And, you know, Daytonas and Daytona Spiders were fantastic cars at the period, but, you know, they were only meant to be driven between 90 and 120 miles an hour. I don't know if you know, I've tried driving one of those cars around the street at about 30 miles an hour, and it's, you know, it's like driving a Kenworth. You know, they belong on the highway at about 80 to 100. And, so, you know, it's a constant battle between Lamborghini and Ferrari has, we've all benefited from it from the sense that, you know, V12 engines with double overhead cans and 400 and 500 horsepower and, you know, just whether they're supercars or not, every example's been pretty impressive. And speaking of supercars, has anybody answered your question yet?
No, I'm still waiting. We've had a lot of guesses, but no one is. They're forgetting about this model because
they clearly are.
Yeah, definitely. We'll keep it out there a little longer.
No. Did you give any hints or no?
Oh, you want to give a hint? Go right ahead.
I don't know. I'm thinking it's the 80s. Aren't we talking about the 80s?
Yeah, we're talking the 80s.
I think people are overlooking something. They're thinking the wrong number designation.
Yeah, exactly. That's where the mistake is being made.
And speaking about the, I see I can't play. It's not fair. So
very good. Give us an update on the internet auction. How did that go?
Well, so far it's been going fairly well. We had some delays at first. We actually were overloaded with people, and it overloaded our server. But it's been going quite well. It's something totally new that we're trying. So, you know, in many ways, this is. Basically something that we just thought we'd give it a try and see how it works you know, see what the interest level is. It's something different, and, you know, the results we'll see this evening how we did.
Absolutely. RMauctions.com is the website. Ian, I'll see you a little later on in the week. Thank you for your time here today.
Thanks very much, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.